Bus connects transforming city bus services Blanketstone to city centre core bus corridor emerging preferred route public consultation November 2018 1. Introduction page 21.1 Background in June 2018 the National Transport Authority INTA published the core bus corridors project report. The report was a discussion document outlining proposals for the delivery of a core bus corridor network across Dublin. It set out the vision for the provision of 230 km of dedicated bus lanes and 200 km of cycle lanes tracks on 16 key bus corridors. Graphic of continuous bus lanes and cycle tracks. 230 km of continuous bus priority and 200 km of cycle tracks lanes provided. Separately in July 2018 the Dublin Area Bus Network redesign, which is a redesign of bus services, started its first public consultation phase. Around 30,000 submissions including signed petitions and online survey responses were received by the end of September. Over the coming months all of these submissions will be reviewed and assessed. Following that process a revised network design will be published during 2019 for a second public consultation. It is envisaged that the implementation of the final network will take place in 2020. The network redesign can be implemented on the existing road network with some enhancements at key interchange locations. The public consultation for the 16 radial core bus corridors will now take place on a phased basis from November 2018 until May 2019. Each phase will be for a set number of corridors to be consulted on over a period of months. These public consultations phases will be the start of a detailed process of engagement and communication, all of which will take place prior to detailed designs being finalized and planning permissions sought. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the emerging preferred route from start to finish with supporting route maps. It explains the step-by-step process for engagement and consultation for potentially impacted property owners and the general public. It also outlines the process for planning and construction of the core bus corridor network including expected timelines. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 3 Congestion is one of the most significant challenges facing the Dublin region and needs to be addressed to safeguard the growth of the Dublin region and keep people moving. Ireland's economic recovery from the recession is seeing significant increases in the number of people working and travelling across Dublin. The number of commercial vehicles continues to rise as does the number of tourists. The commuter areas surrounding Dublin continue to spread and grow in a low-density manner. Growth areas can only be served in the short and medium term by the bus as opposed to long-term projects such as rail and lures. At present bus lanes are in place for less than one-third of a bus journey on the busy corridors. This means buses are competing for space with general traffic and so are affected by the increasing levels of congestion. Growing population. It is predicted that the population for the Dublin region will grow 25% by 2040, bringing it to almost 1.5 meters for the region. This huge growth in population has to be accommodated with a quality public transport system. The bus system can deliver. We need to invest in the bus system because the bus system is the main component to meet our future transport needs. A good bus system has the reach and flexibility to service all the new housing developments, business parks, hospitals, colleges and retail shops across Dublin. It is a proven solution and is the main form of public transport across Dublin with 67% of public transport journeys each day made by bus. The bus system carries 3 and 4 times the number of people who travel on lures or DART and commuter rail. Graphic of forecast population growth in Dublin region showing projected population increase from 1.2 million in 2016 to 1.5 million in 2040, a 25% increase. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 4 People want to cycle. The core bus corridor project is not just about the provision of bus lanes. Under this project we will also deliver 200 kilometers of segregated cycling infrastructure to make cycling safer and more attractive than ever before. This initiative is the foundation of the overall cycle network for the Greater Dublin area. Commuting to work by bicycle has increased by 43% since 2011. Again, this growth represents a clear choice that people are making to cycle. This project will support the trend and is a vital component of creating a sustainable transport system for people across Dublin. Safe cycling facilities across 16 key bus corridors will provide people, families and their children a suitable environment to cycle where they want and when they want. People want to use public transport. The need to build a core bus network is being driven by increases in congestion and also by the significant shift of people choosing to use public transport. People want to use it and should have a reliable and efficient bus system to travel on. Based on 2017 canal cordon figures, over 70% of people traveling into the city each morning do so by sustainable transport modes and mostly by bus. Cars only account for 30% of travel into the city center each day, and therefore the amount of road space allocated to sustainable transport needs to reflect that position. Graphic of Dublin Canal Cordon 2017 statistics 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Bullet 211,416 people crossed the canal inbound between 7 and 10 a.m. Bullet over half of all morning journeys into the city are on public transport. Bullet 107,160 people came into the city center by bus, train or lures. Bullet 12,447 people cycled in, the highest number ever. Bullet 25,000 people walked. Mode share for walking is 11.8%. Bullet 70% used sustainable modes. Bullet private cars carried under 30% of people for the first time. Bullet the more people use sustainable modes of transport, the less congestion. Bullet public transport also reduces the amount of greenhouse gases and other emissions. What is Boost Connects Dublin? Page 5. Boost Connects Dublin is a major investment program to improve public transport in Dublin. It aims to overhaul the current bus system in the Dublin through a 10-year program of integrated actions to deliver a more efficient, reliable and better bus system for more people. Bullet building a network of new bus corridors to make journeys faster and more reliable. Bullet new network of cycle lanes tracks. Bullet redesign of the Dublin area bus network to provide a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. Bullet develop a state-of-the-art ticketing system. Bullet implementation of a cashless payment system. Bullet simpler fare structure. Bullet new bus livery providing a common style across different operators. 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Page 6 Journey time savings. The core bus corridor project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on each corridor. Dedicated bus lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability. Improved journey times and reducing the amount of time people spend commuting will make bus travel more attractive and reduce our reliance on car travel. The more convenient the bus system is, the faster the modal shift will be for people from the car to the bus. Not only will current bus users and cyclists benefit, but future commuters will be able to avail of a better system as the improved bus and cycle lanes are built. Accessibility for all. Accessibility is about people's ability to reach the destinations and services they want to get to. This means both people's level of mobility and the costs of traveling. There are many tens of thousands of people across Dublin who cannot drive a car, do not have a car and are completely reliant on the bus service. The bus lane improvements will enhance accessibility for the elderly and mobility impaired because all buses are accessible and bus stops, bus shelters and footpaths will support easy boarding and disembarking of the buses. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much needed cycling facilities around the city region. Across the 16 radial bus corridors there will be over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided. These new or improved cycle lanes will be segregated from bus lanes and general traffic where feasible. Graphic of journey time savings. Boost Connects journey times save up to 40-50% on current journey times. Future journey times without Boost Connects would be greater. 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Con page 7 Pedestrians and local urban centres. In addition to bus lanes and cycling facilities, this project is an opportunity to enhance and improve local areas. This project is focused on making things better for commuters and communities around the bus corridors. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban centres with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. Building a sustainable city and addressing climate change by providing a better bus system for Dublin, we can make it a more attractive place to live, work and visit. A good public transport system is vital to support the economic activity of any city and can also address a need to improve air quality and reduce CO2 emissions. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for the government and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. 1.5 What does the core bus corridor project entail? Page 8 The core bus corridor project proposes the provision of 230 kilometers of bus lanes on 16 of the busiest bus corridors and 200 kilometers of cycle lanes and tracks as published in the discussion document, Core Bus Corridor Project Report June 2018. The layout below shows the arrangement that we are seeking to achieve on each corridor. However, this optimal layout is difficult to achieve in practice and we have proposed alternative solutions in various places to deliver the required bus and cycling lanes. Bus lanes are needed to make the current and future bus system operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. Our intention is to develop these bus corridors so that each will have continuous bus priority, in other words, a continuous bus lane in each direction as well as maintaining two general traffic lanes. In addition, we also want to provide safe cycling facilities, segregated where possible from other vehicular traffic. This will remove the delays currently experienced, which will grow worse as congestion increases. Graphic of optimum road layout showing a footpath, cycle track, bus lane and traffic lane in both directions. Radial core bus corridors emerging preferred routes. Page 9. Graphic of radial core bus corridors and emerging routes. These include
1.
Clongriffin to city center 2. Swords to city center 3. Ballymune to city center 4. Finglas to Phibicus-Borough 5. Blanchardstone to city center 6. Lucan to city center 7. Liffey Valley to city center 8. Clondalkin to Drimnagh 9. Green Hills to city center 10. Tallaght to Tranmere 11. Kimmage to city center 12. Rothfarnham to city center 13. Bray to city center 14. Duke Ballsbridge to city center 15. Blackrock to Merion 16. Ringson to city center emerging preferred route section 2 page 10 2.1. The emerging preferred route for Blanchardstone to city center. The emerging preferred route set out in this consultation document was identified following an assessment of various alternatives. The route selection process involved identification and consideration of possible options, taking account of criteria including local impacts on property frontage, existing traffic patterns and broad assessment of environmental impacts. A feasibility report setting out details of the assessment work undertaken is available on www.boostconnects.ie. Arising from that work, an emerging preferred route has been identified for this corridor and public feedback on that proposal is now sought. It is important to know that this option is not adopted yet. Only following this consultation and review of the submissions received will a decision on the final preferred route be made. 2.2 Blanchardstone to City Centre Overview. The Blanchardstone to City Centre Core Bus Corridor CBC commences on the north side of the South Blanchardstone Road junction with the N3. The corridor proceeds on the R121 Blanchardstone Road south into the Blanchardstone Shopping Centre. From a new terminus to the northwest of Blanchardstone Shopping Centre, the CBC is routed onto the N3 Navan Road via the Snugborough Road junction, and follows the N3 and Navan Road as far as the junction with the Old Cabra Road. From here the CBC is routed along Old Cabra Road, Prussia Street and Manor Street to the junction with North Brunswick Street. The CBC is then routed via Blackhall Place as far as the junction with Ellis Quay and Arran Quay, where it will join the prevailing traffic management regime on the North Quays. Priority for buses is provided along the entire route, consisting primarily of dedicated bus lanes in both directions, with alternative measures proposed at particularly constrained locations. 2.2.1 Blanchardstone Shopping Centre to M50 Junction, N3 Navan Road. The corridor commences on the north side of the South Blanchardstone Road junction with the N3. It is proposed to alter the existing off-slip road from the N3 to the old Navan Road, Mulhardart, from two general traffic lanes to one general traffic lane and one bus lane. This lane continues on to R121 Blanchardstone Road south over the N3. The bus lane is accommodated on the overbridge by changing the road layout from two general traffic lanes to one general traffic lane and one bus lane. The corridor proceeds on the Blanchardstone Road south into the Blanchardstone Shopping Centre at the Sheepmore Grove Junction. The northbound bus lane access on the northern corner of Blanchardstone Shopping Centre site adjacent to Crown Plaza Dublin Blanchardstone will be maintained. Within the Blanchardstone Centre site, it is proposed to upgrade this existing bus laydown area to a more formal bus terminus with associated improved passenger waiting facilities. See interchange layout examples on page 15. Buses will then be routed along the existing access road running to the east of the Blanchardstone Centre. It is intended to provide a dedicated bus lane on this access road. It is proposed to modify the existing roundabout junction on the Navan Slip Road to a fully signalized crossroad junction, providing a bus lane through this junction in both directions. This junction modification will also accommodate improved cycling, pedestrian and bus stop facilities. To accommodate these improved facilities, it is proposed to widen the road between the existing road L3020 and the N3 Navan Road. Following this section, it is intended to route the bus lane through the Snugborough Road junction. The proposed configuration for this junction is in line with proposals for the Snugborough interchange upgrade proposed by Fingal County Council. The proposed works involves the widening of Snugborough Road and provision of additional traffic lanes on the L3020. Following the Snugborough Road junction, the bus lane will be routed onto the N3 Navan Road. On the N3 it is proposed to maintain a continuous bus lane in both directions. the proposed arrangement shown reflects, but is not dependent on, a proposed scheme identified by Transport Infrastructure Ireland TI to widen the N3 between Cluny and the M50, which is currently at an early stage of planning. Accordingly, the widening layout shown is indicative only pending further design development by TI. Additional bus stops are intended to be provided to serve Hill Road and Blanketstone Main Street. The bus lanes will then be directed onto the Connolly Hospital off Slip Road onto the Navan Road over the M50. It is proposed to maintain a continuous bus lane through this section. 2.2.2 M50 Junction to Rittoth Road Junction, R147 Navan Road, page 11. It is proposed to provide a continuous bus lane in both directions over the M50. It is intended to provide additional bus stops at Auburn Avenue, and to provide a two-way cycleway adjacent to the Blanketstone-bound bus lane. This cycle facility will tie into the proposed Greater Dublin Area proposed cycle network that will run along Castlenock Manor. The bus lane will be directed up the on and off slip roads to provide access to the bus stops serving the Navan Road Parkway. The city centre-bound bus lane will be maintained on this section. The outbound traffic lanes will be rearranged from two general traffic lanes to one general traffic lane and one bus lane. It is proposed to change the roundabout with the Ashtown Road to a fully signalised crossroad, and to provide bus stops to serve this junction. At this junction, it is proposed to terminate the two-way cycleway, and to transition to a segregated cycle track on each side of the carriageway. 2.2.2 M50 Junction to Rittoth Road Junction, R147 Navan Road, Cont, page 12. Improved pedestrian facilities will be provided at the old locations junctions along this section of the route, including Bullet Kempton Ravine, Bullet Darling Estate, Bullet Ashtown Grove, Bullet St. Vincent Centre, Bullet Kinvara Avenue, Bullet Screen Road, Bullet Hampton Green, and Bullet Maple Centre Cabra Library. To facilitate these transport infrastructure improvements, it is proposed to utilise limited land take at these approximate locations: Bullet Lands to the south of the Ashtown Road Junction, Bullet Lands to the south of Kempton Avenue Junction, Bullet Lands of private properties between Ashtown Grove and Kinvara Avenue, Bullet Lands of private properties between Kinvara Avenue, Baggot Road and Neffin Road, and Bullet Lands of private properties between Neffin Road and Rittoth Road. The indicative extents of this land take are shown on the drawings shown in the appendix of this brochure. 2.2.3 Rittoth Road Junction to Brunswick Street North Junction, Old Cabra Road, Prussia Street, Manor Street, page 12. It is proposed that public transport, local traffic and cyclists only are permitted on the section of the Old Cabra Road between the Rittoth Road Junction and North Circular Road, with through traffic prohibited on this link. City-bound through traffic will be directed onto Cabra Road and into Piachibicus Boro and onwards to the city centre. Outbound through traffic will be directed to Church Street, Constitution Hill, Piachibicus Boro, UGH Road and back out along Cabra Road. Old Cabra Road, between the Rittoth Road Junction and North Circular Road, will remain open to local access traffic, buses, taxis and cyclists, with the following restrictions: Bullet right turn banned from Glen Bay Road, Bullet right turn banned from Cabra Drive, Bullet left turn banned from North Circular Road except for buses, taxis, cyclists and local access, and Bullet straight ahead banned from Prussia Street except for buses, taxis, cyclists and local access. On the Old Cabra Road, dedicated bus lanes will be limited to the section of road between Cabra Drive and Rittoth Road Junction. Improved bus stop facilities will also be provided on this section. A two-way cycle track will be provided along the entire length. To accommodate these improvements, it may require limited land take between the Rittoth Road Junction and Glen Bay Road and adjacent to the Cabra Drive Junction. 2.2.3 Rittoth Road Junction to Brunswick Street North Junction, Old Cabra Road, Prussia Street, Manor Street, Cont, page 13. A new pedestrian crossing over the Heaston Station Connolly Station railway line will be necessary. On Prussia Street, between North Circular Road and the entrance to the Park Shopping Centre, it is proposed to provide one southbound general traffic lane, one northbound bus lane and one right turn lane from Prussia Street to North Circular Road. Straight through traffic will be restricted to local traffic only. Northbound local traffic accessing the Navan Road will be directed through the following route: Bullet Offrim Street, Bullet Black Horse Avenue, and Bullet Neffin Road. A plan showing the alternative traffic routing in the Stonabatta area is included at the back of the appendix. The arrangements proposed are due to the constrained road width of the existing Old Cabra Road. The existing road has insufficient space to facilitate a bus lane and a general traffic lane in both directions. Between the entrance to Park Shopping Centre and St. Joseph's Road Junction, one general traffic lane will be provided in both directions. Between St. Joseph's Road Junction and Offrim Street Junction, A northbound bus lane and a southbound general traffic lane is proposed to be provided. It is proposed to modify the layout of the Afrim Street Manor Street junction. The new arrangement will have sufficient space to accommodate a new bus stop and improved pedestrian crossing facilities at this location. Between Afrim Street Junction and Brunswick Street North, it is proposed to provide one southbound bus lane, one southbound general traffic lane and one northbound general traffic lane. A on-way cycle track can be provided between Afrim Street and Arbor Hill. The indicative extents of land take are shown on the drawings included in the appendix of this brochure. Bullet Limited Land Take at Earl Court Estate. Bullet Limited Land Take between East and Connolly Rail Overbridge and North Circular Road. And Bullet Limited Land Take between Drumalee Road and Prussia Street. On this section of route, three loading bays will be affected by the proposed works. It is intended to retain these facilities where possible. The details of these loading facilities will be developed as part of the next design phase. 2.2.4 Brunswick Street North Junction to Arran Quay, Blackhall Place, page 13. At the junction of Stonybatter and Brunswick Street North, it is proposed to allow southbound traffic to proceed straight ahead or left into Brunswick Street North. Bus priority can be maintained through the junction by using a bus priority signal allowing buses to go ahead of left-turning traffic. On Brunswick Street North, one general traffic lane will allow access to George's Lane or continue straight along Brunswick Street North. It is proposed to provide cycle lanes on each side of the traffic lane. It is intended to redirect cyclists down George's Lane on a two-way cycle track crossing King Street North, down Queen Street onto Arran Quay. Blackhall Place will be accessible by cyclists through Blackhall Street. It is proposed to maintain one-way traffic on Queen Street southbound and on Blackhall Street westbound. On Blackhall Place between King Street North and Blackhall Street, it is intended to provide one northbound bus lane, one northbound general traffic lane and one southbound bus lane. Northbound traffic will be able to turn right into King Street North. Southbound traffic will be required to turn right from Stonybatter into King Street North, reflecting the current arrangement. Between Blackhall Street and Arran Quay, it intended to provide one bus lane and one general traffic lane in both directions. On this section of route Brunswick Street North, two loading bays will be affected by the proposed works. It is intended to retain these facilities where possible. The details of these loading facilities will be developed as part of the next design phase. Key facts, page 14. Bullet approximate number of properties that may be impacted, 100. Bullet approximate number of on-street parking spaces that may be removed, 87. Bullet approximate number of roadside trees that may be removed, 200. Bullet approximate route length, 8 km. Bullet approximate new cycle lane length, 8 km. Bullet current bus journey time, up to 65 minutes. Bullet Boost Connects journey time, 25-30 minutes. Bullet future bus journey time without Boost Connects, 80 minutes plus interchange layout examples, page 15. Photos of various interchange formats with a variety of layout and bus docking options with shelters and seating. Challenges and mitigations, section 3, page 16. 3.1 The challenges. It's important to acknowledge that the choices required to deliver this step change in the performance of the bus system will be difficult. However, the decision-making needs to be done now and not postponed until the problem is far greater. Some of the decisions may be hard, but they are being made because we believe that these plans have the potential to fundamentally transform the way public transport works in Dublin. Our challenge now is to respond to the needs of a modern city by providing a fit-for-purpose bus system, built on a streetscape that dates back centuries. Needless to say, the streets were not designed to move the number of people that now need to travel in and out of the city each day. Some of the city's inner suburbs date back to Victorian times, with road layouts suited to more modest levels of traffic than we see today. Bullet, we will need to widen roads. Bullet, we will have to convert current traffic lanes to bus lanes. Bullet, we will need to restrict on-street parking. Bullet, we will need to remove trees or parts of front gardens. Not all the impacts will be felt equally, and some locations will require more changes than others. Over the years, those modifications that were easier to implement, the ones that caused little or no disruption, have been made. This means that there are no longer any simple changes which we can make that would generate meaningful benefits. If we don't decide to make these changes now, then we need to accept that Dublin will become increasingly congested and a less attractive place to live and work, both for us now and for future generations. 3.2 Potential impacts. 3.2.1 Traffic changes. By creating more priority for buses and cycling, there will be changes to how traffic currently moves around the streets. On some corridors, certain roads may become one-way, new bus-only sections will be introduced, and in some places general traffic will have to take new routes in and out of the city. Additional cycle routes will be built, generally segregated from vehicular traffic, and pedestrian crossings will be added and moved in some areas. 3.2.2 land take because there is so little unused space along these busy roads, it will often not be possible to accommodate the bus lanes and cycle lanes in the width available. In order to achieve the required space, it will be necessary, in places, to acquire parts of front gardens, driveways and land in front of commercial properties to allow the bus and cycle lanes to be provided. This would require rebuilding new garden walls and driveways a short distance back from the existing road boundary. 3.2.3 Reduction of on-street parking and loading facilities. Because the roads that need widening travel through residential and business areas, there will be a need to reduce the amount of on-street parking and loading facilities to accommodate the new layout. 3.2.4 Removal of trees. As with the need to remove some parts of front gardens and footpaths, there will be also be a need to remove trees along some of the corridors. 3.2.5 Roadworks and construction sites. Widening roads and building bus and cycle lanes requires construction work. There will be excavation of the existing roads, plus parts of gardens and footpaths where needed. There will be resurfacing, curbing, replanting and landscaping. As with any work site and roadworks, there will be a certain level of noise, dust and temporary traffic diversions. 3.3 How we will address those challenges. Page 17. Obviously these challenges and impacts are significant. Every feasible option is being looked at to minimize the disruption to people, their property and the wider local community. Where there is simply no viable alternative, and where we know we have to remove trees, portions of gardens, driveways or parking, we will ensure appropriate mitigation measures are put in place, wherever practicable. As part of this public consultation, potentially impacted property owners will be contacted directly by them and a direct dialogue will commence. As each individual property owner will have specific and personal issues, there will be a dedicated liaison team to engage with this group on an individual basis. There are principles for mitigation, statutory compensation and reparation which will be adhered to by VINTA as part of the statutory planning process. However, below are some of the measures that we envisage will be included. This list is not exhaustive and we anticipate that there will be other measures that will need to be put in place. 3.3.1 Traffic changes. Where general traffic is diverted and rerouted, adequate signage and road markings will be provided for people to find their way. Measures will be implemented to ensure that rat runs do not emerge as a consequence of the rerouted traffic. Also, local access will be maintained where new bus-only sections or one-way systems are brought in for residents and commercial properties. 3.3.2 Land take. Where lands, such as parts of gardens and driveways, are being acquired for widening, we will purchase the portion of front gardens and driveways from property owners. Ensure new landscaping and replanting of the gardens, reinstatement of driveways as well as providing compensation for the garden and driveway portion loss and disruption. Where private and public walls or fencing are removed, we will rebuild new garden walls and replace fencing where gardens have been affected and shortened. Also, where public or commercial walls and fencing have been taken, they will be rebuilt and replaced. 3.3. 3. On-street parking and loading facilities. Where there is a loss of on-street parking and loading facilities, we will seek to provide, where feasible, alternative arrangements close by for residents and businesses. 3.3.4 Trees. Where trees are removed from roadsides and footpaths, we will put in place a comprehensive replanting program. This program will use mature or semi-mature ready grown trees where appropriate and, where it is feasible, plant them as close as possible to the original locations. 3.3.5 Urban center improvements. We will look for areas along the busy corridors where it is possible to improve the existing local spaces and the existing landscaping. It is important to use this opportunity to not only replace what is removed but to enhance the local areas. To do so, we will consult with the local authorities on such urban center improvements and collectively seek to create attractive local environments. 3.3.6 Roadworks and construction sites. During the construction stages, the construction sites will be localized and managed on a road-by-road basis. The size of each work site and the hours of working will have to take into consideration the residential nature of many of the roads. Traffic management will be very important to keep the traffic moving and ensuring local access for people and deliveries is always maintained. The process for the acquisition of land. Section 4, page 20. Where the potential for impacts on private lands have been identified, the following process applies. Q4 2018, Q2 2019. Will issue information letters, not formal compulsory purchase order, CBO notifications to potentially impacted landowners and or occupiers along each core bus corridor. Potentially impacted includes, for example, the acquisition of parts of front gardens, walls, fences, gates, driveways and the rebuilding of same to make way for street widening. The intention of this is to start a direct dialogue between TA and the potentially impacted parties. During 2019, to prepare the statutory planning documentation, the project design and environmental impact assessment will be progressed. During this time, TA will endeavor to minimize impacts on private lands. Direct dialogue between TA and potentially impacted parties will continue to understand the likely impact of the proposed development and what arrangements can be made to minimize and, where possible, avoid those impacts. End of 2019, start of 2020, TA will finalize the statutory planning documentation and will serve formal notice on the actual impacted owners of land proposed to be compulsorily purchased for the project. It will make a formal application to and board Plianala for confirmation to compulsorily purchase necessary lands for purposes of constructing upgraded bus lanes and bike lanes. During 2020, and board Plianala will consider the planning application. There will be a period of statutory public consultation to allow those notified as being subject to quo, and the public at large, to make submissions and or objections to and board Plianala. This will be followed by an oral hearing by and board Plianala if deemed necessary. The statutory process will conclude with a decision by and board Plianala on whether to 1. Approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application, and 1. Confirm, amend, or reject the quo. From 2021 onwards, if and board Plianala grants approval, TA will commence valuations and negotiations to acquire the lands in the quo, and progress construction of the project. The construction of each core bus corridor will take up to 2 years to complete. The construction start dates for each of the 16 corridors will be managed over the period 2021 through 2027. 4.1 How the project will progress, how and when to get involved. Page 22 Graphic of timelines between engagement during 2018 and 2019, as well as statutory process in 2020. In 2018, there was confirmation of emerging preferred route, bullet consultation on emerging preferred route Q4 2018-Q2 2019, bullet finalization of emerging preferred route Q2 2019. In 2019, there will be preparation of statutory application, bullet top times engineering design, bullet prepare environmental impact assessment report, bullet define property requirements and prepare quo. In 2020, statutory process will be bullet submission of statutory planning application to and board Plianala, bullet statutory consultation in accordance with the legislative requirements, bullet and board Plianala deliberators including an oral hearing where required, bullet and board Plianala to approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application and confirm, amend or reject the quo. 4.1 How the project will progress, how and when to get involved. Continued page 23 in 2021 to 2027 acquisition overview. Construction commences on a phased basis. Each corridor upgrade will take up to 2 years to complete. Start of property acquisition and construction. Bullet TA formally requests a compensator's claim from the BO affected parties and discussions commence about valuation. Bullet affected party appoints profession value TA prepare and submit a compensation claim TA bullet on reaching agreement. Compensation is paid. Otherwise, the matter may be referred by either party to the property arbitrator to assess compensation. Bullet acquisition is finalized. Bullet in parallel TA will progress the construction of the core bus corridors. How TA take part in the public consultation, section 5, page 24. Please remember that the plans that we are publishing are proposals and that no final decision has been made on these matters in advance of the public consultation. We welcome all of your views. Where you do not like a proposal, please consider suggesting an alternative solution or other option for consideration. But do bear in mind that bus transport is, and will continue to be, the main form of public transport for most areas of the Dublin region, and an alternative of providing an underground rail system is simply not a viable option for most parts of Dublin. 5.1 Potential impacted lands. If your property is potentially impacted by the proposals, a letter will have been hand-delivered to the property and details of how TA engage with them TA are detailed in that letter. A dedicated property liaison representative will be available to meet with individual property owners and provide regular updates on the project. 5.2 General queries. The project website www.busconnects.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. Users can access the site TA find out more about the project and download copies of the key studies that have been carried out. General queries can be directed to a dedicated free phone -1800 303 653 or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie. 5.3 How TA engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the proposals set out in this public consultation document. Written submissions and observations may be made by online, through the online form in the public consultation section of the core bus corridor page on our website, www.boostconnects.ie, or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie, or by post to Core Bus Corridor Project National Transport Authority Dunsane Harcourt Lane W2D02WT20 Appendices Index. Route maps and alternative traffic routes, section 6, page 26, Blanketstone to City Centre, page 27. Note, the emerging preferred route shown on the following drawings is indicative only and is subject to change following consultation and as part of the design development process. Proposed new boundary areas may involve land acquisition. Note, the following are descriptions of maps by Ordnance Survey Ireland, Government of Ireland. All rights reserved. License number 00082118, National Transport Authority. Index map of Blanketstone to City Centre, including 36 nodes from Whitestone, Blanketstone, Phoenix Park, Cabra, Fiesborough to City Centre. Map 1, emerging preferred route, page 28. Map of junction near Whitestone Road, Blanketstone Road North, existing and tie-in with proposed scheme plus new bus priority signal. Map 2, emerging preferred route, page 29. Blanketstone Road South, Whitestone Grove, start of proposed new boundary and new bus priority signal on Slip Road. Map 3, emerging preferred route, page 30. Blanketstone Road South, cunt start of proposed new boundary. Map 4, emerging preferred route, page 31. Blanketstone Shopping Centre, existing raised table, proposed bus shelter and bicycle parking canopy to extend across road. Two-way cycle track to be relocated to tie into proposed cycle network. Note, interchange example photographs are included here. Map 5, emerging preferred route, page 32. Blanketstone Shopping Centre, cont no indicated change. Map 6, emerging preferred route, page 33. Blanketstone Town Centre, proposed new boundary at both junctions including Snugborough Road Main Street. New potential retaining structure between junction. Map 7, emerging preferred route, page 34. Snugborough Junction, proposed new boundary, Snugborough Junction New Bridge. Proposed new boundary on Waterville Road. Map 8, emerging preferred route, page 35. Slip Road onto N3, proposed new boundary. Map 9, emerging preferred route, page 36. N3, Mill Road, proposed new boundary depended on possible N3 upgrade proposal. Pedestrian access ramp and steps. Note, the alignment shown assumes a possible future upgrade of the N3 with an additional general traffic lane in each direction. This would be subject to a route options assessment process by Transport Infrastructure Ireland. This alignment is therefore subject to change. Map 10, emerging preferred route, page 37. N3, Mill Road, Woods End, proposed new boundary depended on possible N3 upgrade proposal. Pedestrian access ramp and steps. Existing culvert to be modified. Note, the alignment shown assumes a possible future upgrade of the N3 with an additional general traffic lane in each direction. This would be subject to a route options assessment process by Transport Infrastructure Ireland. This alignment is therefore subject to change. Map 11, emerging preferred route, page 38. N3, Talbot Downs Junction, no indicated change. Map 12, emerging preferred route, page 39. Junction 6, M50, no indicated change. Map 13, emerging preferred route, page 40. Junction 6, M50, Navan Road, some proposed new boundary. Map 14, emerging preferred route, page 41. Auburn Park, Navan Road, proposed new boundary. Map 15, emerging preferred route, page 42. Navan Road, Castleknock Manor, proposed new boundary. Map 16, emerging preferred route, page 43. Navan Road, Castleknock Manor, cont proposed new boundary. Map 17, emerging preferred route, page 44. Navan Road Parkway Station, proposed new boundary. Map 18, emerging preferred route, page 45. Past Navan Road Parkway Station, no indicated change. Map 19, emerging preferred route, page 46. Navan Road Phoenix Park Avenue, proposed new boundary. No right turn sign, RAS 012. Map 20, emerging preferred route, page 47. Navan Road Halfway House, proposed new boundary. Map 21, emerging preferred route, page 48. Navan Road Kempton Avenue, proposed new boundary. Map 22, emerging preferred route, page 49. Navan Road Dashtown Grove, proposed new boundary. Map 23, emerging preferred route, page 50. Navan Road Kinvara Avenue, proposed new boundary. Map 24, emerging preferred route, page 51. Navan Road Our Lady's Church, proposed new boundary. Area set down for school buses. Map 25, emerging preferred route, page 52. Navan Road Neffin Road, proposed new boundary. Map 26, emerging preferred route, page 53. Navan Road Screen Road, proposed new boundary. Map 27, emerging preferred route, page 54. Navan Road Cabra Library, proposed new boundary. Refer to map 36 for alternative traffic routes. Stonabata. Map 28, emerging preferred route, page 55. Old Cabra Road, proposed new boundary. Signalized junction, new pedestrian bridge. Refer to map 36 for alternative traffic routes. Stonabata. Map 29, emerging preferred route, page 56. Cabra Drive, local access to Cabra Drive. No access except bus, taxis and bicycles. Refer to map 36 for alternative traffic routes. Tonabata map 30 emerging preferred route page 57 Prussia Street. No straight ahead access except bus, taxis and bicycles. No left turn signal RIS 013. Refer to map 36 for alternative traffic routes. Tonabata. On Prussia Street, future access to Granger Gorman Ditt campus and primary cycle route through campus map 31 emerging preferred route page 58 Prussia Street. Cont. No change indicated. Refer to map 36 for alternative traffic routes. Tonabata map 32 emerging preferred route page 59 Manor Street. No change indicated. Refer to map 36 for alternative traffic routes. Tonabata map 33 emerging preferred route page 60 Tonabata. No change indicated beyond bus priority signal. Map 34 emerging preferred route page 61 Tonabata. No change indicated. Map 35 emerging preferred route page 62 The Keys. No change indicated. Map 36 alternative traffic routes Tonabata page 63 Navan Road Old Cabra Road direction restrictions. Adara's Niasyantalam Pair National Transport Authority Dunsane Harcourt Lane Dublin 2D02WT20W www.boostconnects.ie Project Island 2040 Building Islands Future designed by Catalysto.